CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, yes, good morning. Welcome once again to the Adam Davison Breakfast Show, 6:07. Wonder if Ari's at home fuming that I keep calling it the Adam Davison Breakfast Show. We'll never know. She's not here again. I do have an update from her, though. Piece of audio to play, let you know how she's doing. She has had a diagnosis, and it's not COVID. I'll let you know what it is with this piece of audio very shortly. On today's show, speaking to Leanne from Lifeblood Tasmania. Speaking to Brian Hale about the Mr. Perfect barbecues. They happen on different Sundays around the northwest coast. All about connecting with your community and social isolation for men. They put on a barbie with some snags. Why not? And Gustav, a Banjo's representative, will join me later on in the show to talk about how they've teamed up with Speak Up, Stay Chatty this month and how we can all take part in that. Alex, or anyone, if you're listening, 1-300-655-922 if you'd like to play 5-second rule with me. You have to name three things in 5 seconds. That's how it works. There's no prize, I'm afraid. Usually Ari does it with me, but she's not here. So 1-300-655-922 if you want to play that with me next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
I do have a caller on the line ready to play 5-second rule with me.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Good morning.
Mel, is it?
It is.
Mate, you've beaten Alex to the punch today. You want to play a 5-second rule?
I do.
Do you have one for me?
Yeah.
All right, I'll ask you first, Mel, please. In 5 seconds, can you name three Muppets?
Fonzo, Misty, Kermit the Frog.
Oh, she has done it. She pulled it out there, Kermit the Frog at the end.
Sorry?
You have done it, I'm saying.
Oh, yay.
Nice work.
Too early.
Well, that's what it's all about, waking us up, getting the brain moving.
Okie
dokie. All right, do you have one for me?
All righty. You give me three Simpsons characters.
Bart, Homer, Lisa, and Marge. And Grandpa. Okay. Does it disqualify me if I give five instead of three?
No, it just makes it seven.
Yes, Mel, yes! You heard it here first. Mel said it makes me better. Thanks for playing 5-second rule, Mel.
Thank you.
I've had fun. You had fun?
Yeah, I did. That was great.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Good morning. CFM's Adam and Ari. Without the Ari, she's ill. She's been ill all week. She doesn't have the COVID. She has something else. I got a message from her yesterday.
2:01 PM.
Hi, Adam. This is your long-lost co-host. Been to the doctors. Turns out I've got a throat infection and I have to have antibiotics and I won't be at work tomorrow either. Not sure about Friday. The doctor said how red it is and the gal's got a throat infection. Mother never mow. And I'm going to go pass out now because that was a huge adventure to go to the doctors and now I'm exhausted. So, anyway, just an update. Bye.
To call back.
There you go. I know you missed her soothing voice, but there you go. She's got a throat infection. So I don't know how long those last, but that's what she's got. Also, blue language she often uses there off air, you'll see. She plays a bit of a character on air, really. But that's an Ari update. She's sick with a throat infection. We don't know if she'll be back tomorrow. I'm just hoping she'll be there for the Northwest Thunder game on Saturday. I think she's fairly confident she will be there because it's a bit hard for me to whip a crowd into a frenzy by myself. I do need that hype on Saturday. I mean, I sort of got this covered on the air here, but Northwest Thunder game on Saturday, we've both got to do. Yeah, it won't be very easy to do without her. So hopefully that throat clears up by Saturday.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Alrighty, today's subject is Orlando Bloom. When I was in grade 7, we're talking around the 2004 era, all the girls at high school that I had a crush on loved this guy. They were obsessed with him. Orlando Bloom, they had posters of him up on their walls. Seems a little less popular today. I mean, he's still out there, but I mean, he was the number one guy for all the girls when I was in grade 7. Orlando Bloom, you'll know him from Lord of the Rings. You'll know him from Pirates of the Caribbean, the fella with a big ponytail. 1-300-655-922 if you can spot which of the three following clips is Orlando Bloom. You'll go into the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks on a flue, clean and wood heater assessment, plus a $50 voucher to a cut above quality meats. You just got to tell me which of these three is Orlando Bloom. All right, the phone number again, 1-300-655-922, and the clips are as follows. Here's A.
Who's that freak over there that we didn't notice? I'm going, it's Johnny Depp.
B.
Yeah, it's very trippy. It kind of treads the line. You never really know if there's kind of a supernatural element going on.
C.
Well, I started off my job being my hobby, and therefore I did it every day, and then one day I got paid for it.
Which of those three is Orlando Bloom? Tell me at 1-300-655-922. We'll go through them again. Here's A.
Who's that freak over there that we didn't notice? I'm going, it's Johnny Depp.
B.
Yeah, it's very trippy. It kind of treads the line. You never really know if there's kind of a supernatural element going on.
C.
Well, I started off my job being my hobby, and therefore I did it every day, and then one day I got paid for it.
Which of those three is Orlando Bloom? Tell me at 1-300-655-922.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Gwen Stefani on CFM. It's 16 minutes to 7. Good morning. We are doing the Orlando Bloom Challenge.
Oh my God. This man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Jake from Burnie on to play Who Dat. Jake, what are your thoughts on Orlando Bloom?
Oh, I think it's C.
Well, do you think you know your Orlando?
Oh, a little bit. It's a bit of a vague memory.
Well, let me run through the clips for you, and then you give me your answer. Here's A.
Who's that freak over there that we didn't notice? I'm going, it's Johnny Depp.
Here's B.
Yeah, it's very trippy. It kind of treads the line. You never really know if there's kind of a supernatural element going on.
And here's C.
Well, I started off my job being my hobby, and therefore I did it every day, and then one day I got paid for it.
Jake, which one do you think's Orlando Bloom?
I still think it's C.
Well, I started off my job being my hobby, and therefore I did it every day, and then one day I got paid for it.
Jake, I'm afraid that is Ed Sheeran. Singer-songwriter and ginger Ed Sheeran. Sorry, Jake, thanks for that.
Not too easy, thank you.
See you, mate. Hello, CFM, who's this?
Hey, it's Mel.
Mysterious Mel. Hey, guess what? We've narrowed it down to two.
Good.
So I'll run them for you. We've only got A and B left. Here's A.
Who's that freak over there that we didn't notice? I'm going, it's Johnny Depp.
Here's B.
Yeah, it's very trippy. It kind of treads the line. You never really know if there's kind of a supernatural element going on.
Now, Mel, before you give me your answer, what are your thoughts on Orlando?
Oh, yeah.
He's all right?
As much as the others.
Yeah, you know who he is, though?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, which one do you think is he?
I really don't know. I think I should go B, but I'm going to go A.
Okay, the instincts say B, but she's going A.
Who's that freak over there that we didn't notice? I'm going, it's Johnny Depp.
Now, if you felt B, but you went A anyway, why did you do that?
Well, I really wanted to go B, but I thought Johnny Depp and Pirates Caribbean, so I just thought I have to stick with that. That's the only thing that led me anywhere.
Well, Mel, you've done the right thing. A was Orlando Bloom from the show Extras.
Oh, clever girl.
Clip B was Rupert Grint, a.k.a. Ron Weasley. So, Mel, you are in the draw for $150 to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue, clean and wood heater assessment, plus $50 to a cut above quality meats. We'll let you know tomorrow if you've been drawn, Mysterious Mel.
Sweet. Barbie on the hot plate.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
DJ Snake. Start that again. It's DJ Snake on CFM with Middle. Let's look at history.
Today in history. That happened
thousands of years ago.
I love a bit of DJ Smake. He's good, isn't he? Today, the 19th of May in history, let's have a look. On this day, 1962, Marilyn Monroe sang Happy Birthday to JFK at Madison Square Garden.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
The performance was one of her last major public appearances before her death, less than 3 months later on the 4th of August. And this is the event where she wore that dress. The dress. You may have seen Kim Kardashian in it recently. There was a big news story. Kim Kardashian wears dress. It was the dress from that event. On this day in 1992, Some Gave All, the debut album by Billy Ray Cyrus, was released.
Don't tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart.
Let me tell you this. When I was a kid, I loved Billy Ray Cyrus. I'm a little ashamed to admit it, to be honest, but I loved him. I had his video. He had a video he released of Some Gave All as well. I used to watch that back to back, wore the VCR out. and loved him. I don't know why, but I loved him. Anyway, he's Miley Cyrus's dad, if you didn't know. Most people probably know that. On this day in 1999, Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, was released in cinemas.
Musical Jar Jar Binks.
A triumph for cinema, Jar Jar Binks there. And on this day in 2001, the very first Apple store opened in the US. And it was on this day that the third Pirates of the Caribbean film, At World's End, starring Orlando Bloom, Keira Knightley and Johnny Depp, premiered. It was the most expensive film made at the time, costing $300 million. That has since been overtaken by three Avengers movies and another Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Yes, indeed. Good morning. 7 past 7 on a Thursday. Just Adam today. It's the Adam Davison Breakfast Program that we've come to know and love. Ari may be back tomorrow, maybe Monday. She has a throat infection, we found out yesterday. A proper diagnosis from the doc. Her throat is infected. Coming up this hour, Brian Hale is going to join me to talk about the Mr. Perfect barbecues that happen around the Northwest Coast. These happen on different Sundays in different areas. We'll find out more from him before 8 o'clock. Word Sanger, another way to win with that. Dog news coming up. And up next, I'm going to speak to Leanne from Lifeblood Tassie. We're talking about drives and challenges today. And just wanted to let you know this as well. Crowd limits at Tassie events. There's no longer crowd limits. That's been lifted. So that'll help with event organisers and help us all enjoy more events and help with people making a bit of revenue from those events as well. So, yeah, it was announced yesterday, I believe, by the Premier that density and capacity limits at events will be scrapped in Tassie. So that's pretty good news. Here's Taylor Swift. Next up, Leanne from Lifeblood Tassie. 7 past 7. Good morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Good morning, it's Taylor Swift on CFM. I'm joined on the phone by Leanne of Lifeblood Tasmania to talk all things blood donation. All right, Leanne, so today we're talking about challenges and drives. Can you tell us what is a challenge and what is a drive?
Yeah, so every year we hold lots of different challenges and drives, and you can actually even create your own. And a drive is where donors unite together with a target or a goal, all about saving lives together and hitting that goal. So we currently have the Health Services Blood Drive on, and that runs until the end of June. So everyone from the Health Services Drive make a big push to come in and hit those goals.
Challenge. Yeah, what about a challenge?
Yeah, so a challenge is a bit more of a friendly rivalry between some Lifeblood teams. So they see if they can save the most lives or recruit the most new donors over a certain time period. We do have some trophies and certificates for those challenges, but really the real winners for those is the patients that, of course, are receiving the blood product.
Yeah, and is there any coming up?
There is. So from the 1st of June, we have the Emergency Services Challenge. So that's where the police, the ambulance and the fire service, they'll all battle it out for some bragging rights about who can save the most lives.
Yeah.
But really, no one knows more than them about how important these products are.
Yeah, awesome. Well, you have to get back to us and let us know who wins as well. Curious.
Oh, definitely. We can do that when it finishes in a couple of months.
Perfect. And so how do you be a part of a drive or a challenge?
Yeah, so you need to be signed up to a Lifeblood team so you can participate, which can be done by going into the donor centre and joining your team. You can do it at lifeblood.com.au, calling 13 14 95, or on the Donate Blood app. You can also register a new team if you don't have a team that you want to be part of. But if you do want to be part of a team, you don't have to work where the team is. You don't have to be an employee. You can just be a supporter or a customer or a family or friend.
Yeah, awesome. How easy is that? Are there any centres around the Northwest Coast at the moment that particularly need donors right now?
Look, absolutely. Up the Northwest, Bernie has told me to let everyone know that they'd love to see your smiling faces. So if you're hydrated, you've had something to eat and you've got your photo ID with you, please walk in and come and see the team.
Yeah, you can just walk in?
You can just walk in.
Yeah. What if people want to book? They do that online?
Absolutely. You can still, of course, book your appointment in the same way, 13 14 95, online or on your app.
Perfect. All right, Bernie, we need you. We need you to come out and donate. Thanks, Leanne.
Thanks for having me.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
Just before we do dog news, I've got a bit of Facebook news. If you didn't see yesterday, we split our Facebook in two. So you can now go to CFM Devonport on Facebook, and you can also go to CFM Burnie on Facebook. And we have two dog-related questions up there today. So CFM Devonport, CFM Burnie. Go on there and say, what's the best place to walk the dog in Devonport? And what's the best place to walk the dog in Burnie? CFM Devonport, CFM Burnie, to find the two Facebook pages. Got some other dog news for you. There's no surprise, and we've heard a lot about this, that pet ownership has boomed in recent times with the COVID and everything, but there's been a bump of sales in pet accessories as well. But there's a new category on offer. Dog and cat owners are scooping the bowl and snapping up everything on offer for their furry companions, but it's technology for pets, apparently, that has seen the biggest rise of all. From automatic pet feeders and cameras to a robot that enables you to play and speak with your pet when you're not home. Now, I know Ari has something similar to this. Ari's got like a security camera. She can talk through the camera, and sometimes she can check on her dog and she can talk to the dog through the camera, although she tries not to because it taunts poor Santi. But this is actually something that's designed for you to actually speak to your pet when you're not home, rather than just doing it through the security camera system. There's no shortage of innovation on the pet tech sector at the moment. Automatic pet feeders are one thing, but feeders with a live camera and two-way communication are an entirely new bowl of fish, or kibble, if you want a more apt simile. According to Pet Circle, sales for pet cameras have grown 150% on year from 2020 to 2021. New technology allows scheduled feeds, live HD camera views at any time, day or night, recording of video. You can take screenshots, two-way communication. That's two-way, so the dog can communicate back, and motion sensors as well. So they can also double as pretty good security cameras. You can schedule feeds by the portion. An estimate 10 grand per portion can be dispensed at the press of a button. It's all controlled with an app on your phone as well. You can see a live view of the camera, dispense food at the press of a button, speak to your pet. You can have an SD card in there so you can watch back some highlights of your pet's day. The camera has excellent night vision as well and could easily double as a security camera, as I said, if you're out of the house. So these sales for these type of technologies for your pet have skyrocketed in recent times. And all that you can do, now apparently one such of these items, the Tech for Pets 7-litre smart pet feeder, it retails for under $30. So you can do all this these days with your pet, with some pet tech here, and it's not even that expensive. So, I mean, if you haven't heard of this, something to look into if you're interested, and apparently everyone else is doing it.
No, I just want...
All's well that ends well. Our pets are safe, we can communicate with them when we're back at work. What great times!
I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Word Sanger.
Something.
All right. Right now we are playing Word Sanger. If you'd like to take part, if you'd like to take part, the phone number is 1-300-655-922. You get two words, and you've got to guess what word goes in the middle of those two words to make up the word Sanger. If you're correct, you go into the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days. Theo, our word machine, is going to give us the words.
Your words for today are deep and walk.
So it's deep something, something walk, and it's the something in the middle that we need from you at 1-300-655-922. What could that middle word be to make up the word Sanger? Deep something, something walk. Do you know the something in the middle? If you do, 1-300-655-922. Deep something, something walk.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Good morning, it's CFM and we're playing Word Sanger.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Luke from Devonport on the line to play Word Sanger. What are you up to this morning, Luke?
Just on my way to work.
On your way to work. Are you expecting a busy day or you don't know yet?
I don't know yet, but hopefully it makes the day go fast.
It does, actually, yeah. If it's slow and boring, God, the time is so slow, isn't it? You just watch the clock.
Yeah, it just drags.
All right, Luke. Theo, our word machine, he doesn't have slow or long days because he's a machine. He doesn't have feelings. But he's going to give you the he's going to give you the words, and you give us the middle word, all right?
No worries.
Here we go.
Your words for today are deep and walk.
What goes in the middle, Luke?
Sleep.
The word for my sangha is sleep. Deep sleep. Sleepwalk.
Of course it is, Luke. Mate, you're in the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants. Good work, player.
Thank you.
We'll let you know tomorrow if you've been drawn.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Lonely Boy, Black Keys on CFM. If you're a lonely boy yourself, the Mr. Perfect Barbecue is a great way to meet local people. It's a grassroots charity that brings men together at barbecues in local parks across Australia. And there's a few of them that happen here on the coast on different Sundays. If you want more information, mrperfect.org.au. But to tell us more right now is Brian Hale. Alrighty, Brian, can you introduce us to what the Mr. Perfect Barbecue is?
It's a community group just getting guys together and build up new connections, all about mateship, meeting new people and breaking that social isolation.
Yeah, awesome. And the next one coming up is the 29th. That's a Sunday, 10 a.m. at Burnie Park. And these are recurring in different areas around the coast?
It is, yes. So we hold one in Ulverston, the first Sunday of each month, and in Railton, the second Sunday of each month.
Yeah, awesome. So the next one in Burnie, the 29th, do we need to bring anything to the barbecue with us?
No, everything's provided. Just come along, have a good feed and bring the children if you like. Let them have a run around the park and meet some new people and have some great conversations.
Yeah, awesome. And we just show up. We don't need to RSVP or anything.
No, all's welcome, yeah.
Do we need to contribute money or can we if we want to?
You can make donations by the website, Mr. Perfect. But other than that, everything's provided and, yeah.
And what about alcohol? Should people bring alcohol or don't bring beers?
It's an alcohol-free zone, unfortunately.
Yep, cool. So what happens at the actual barbecue? Can you give us sort of an idea of what the experience is like?
Oh, we just go there. We just have a chat, meet new people, have a feed, listen to a bit of music. Sometimes we'll have a kick around with football.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to spend a Sunday. What are the age range that usually show up?
Oh, look, we have people in their early 20s all the way up to the mid-60s.
So how did you get involved with the Mr. Perfect Barbecue yourself?
Well, I just moved up to the coast from Launceston. I didn't know a lot of people, so I started attending. And the previous host of the Burnie relocated to the mainland recently, and I stepped up and took over the course.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. So you definitely find it a good way to connect with people, especially if you don't know that many people in the area?
Absolutely, 100%, yes.
Yeah, awesome. So the next one's coming up Sunday the 29th, 10 a.m. at Burnie Park. Can you give us the other ones that might be closer to other people in their areas?
Ulverston on the first Sunday of each month. You have to check the website for the time of watch. You have a different host, and in Railton, the second Sunday of each month.
Yeah, it's the Mr. Perfect Barbecue, and that's Brian Hale. Cheers, Brian.
Thank you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Thursday morning. 8:06, just Adam in again. Ari's been off sick all this week. We did get a diagnosis yesterday. She's got a throat infection. So maybe she's back tomorrow, maybe not. We'll find out. Find out tomorrow morning at 6. But for now, you've got Adam. It's the Adam Davidson Breakfast Program. Plenty more show left, let me tell you that. Gustav from Banjos is going to be on before 9 o'clock to talk about how Banjos have teamed up with Speak Up, Stay Chatty this month and how we can all help out the cause. Chorus King's on the way as well. You call and sing for your chance to win. Birthday book. Get those entries in at cfmtaz.com.au. And the Northwest Coast made national news yesterday involving Scott Morrison. Did you see that? If you didn't, I'll talk more about it soon. Here's a craze on CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing, why?
Call 1-300-655-922.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me.
Got some birthday shout-outs. These have been submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport, Marquee Photo Booth and lots more. We'll draw it tomorrow for Prize Giving Friday. Happy birthday today, the 19th of May, to Penelope Rawlings from Burnie. Happy second birthday to our beautiful daughter. Love Mummy, Daddy, Eva and George. And we have Isla Beveridge from Ambleside. Happy 6th birthday to our darling girl, Isla. We love you millions. Love Dad, Mum and Connor. Another one for Isla Beveridge from Port Sorrel this time. Could be a different Isla. could be two different locations for Isla. A big happy birthday to Isla Beveridge, listening on her way to school. See you tonight, Nan and Pop Beveridge. And hugs are included in the message there. So big hugs to Isla. And guess what? Another one here for Isla Beveridge from East Devonport. Happy sixth birthday to our beautiful Isla. Love from Grandma and Pop. You'll never guess, Isla from Ambleside. Happy sixth birthday, Isla. Enjoy your day and we will see you tonight. Lots of love, Auntie Jenna, Uncle Steve and Georgia. Hey, check this out. Isla Beveridge from Devonport. Happy birthday, Isla. We love you. Have the best day. Lots of love from Sahara, Indiana and the family. Isla from Devonport. Happy sixth birthday, Isla. Lots of love from Alia, Hallie and Ivy. Something different here. Isla Beveridge from Devonport. A very happy sixth birthday to our beautiful niece, Isla. Lots of love, Uncle Brett, Auntie Nard, Alex Lewis and Izzy. And we have Jack Bennett from Burnie. Happiest of birthdays to our awesome little man, Jack. 9 today, with all our love and cuddles from Mum, Dad and Ziggy. CFMTAS.com.au to get your birthday entries in. Here's Megan the Stallion up next. Scott Morrison, Devonport City Strikers news.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
Megan the Stallion with a bit of pie on CFM. Now, I don't know, did you know that the Prime Minister Scott Morrison was here yesterday? I didn't know until this story broke yesterday down at the home ground of the Devonport City Strikers. Scott Morrison was playing a little bit of soccer during their training session down there. He made a run towards the goal that went horribly wrong. He ended up clattering a small child and became entangled with the child on the ground. It basically turned into some kind of rugby tackle. Now, I don't know if the PM's playing prison rules or something, but I'm fairly certain you can't do that in soccer. That must be some kind of yellow card, I would assume. But if you see the clip, obviously it's an accident, and the kid's fine, and they have a joke about it after and a high five. And I know he did call the kid. The kid's name is Luca Forvet, and I've just seen him live on the Today Show just this morning, like literally a couple of minutes ago. If anyone knows Luca, tell him to give me a call. My number's 1300 655 922. I want the scoop, Luca. But yeah, the PM down there at Devonport City Strikers training. I didn't know he was here yesterday. I can't say I've paid too much attention lately to the election campaign. I'm someone that knew who I was voting for before it started. And I know Jackie Lambie has commented saying she thinks most voters have made their mind up already and know who they're going to vote for. In fact, a lot of people have already voted. But if you're not aware, you got to vote on Saturday or you get a hefty fine.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
A partly cloudy day for us today. A bit of wind around, up to 25 k's it'll get to in the middle of the day and then lighten up this evening. 16 degrees at the top. Tomorrow, Friday, 15, mostly sunny. Saturday, 15, partly cloudy. And Sunday, 14, and partly cloudy.
Currently in Devonport, 10 degrees. And in Burnie, 11.
Download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to CFM. It's CFM's Adam and not Ari for breakfast. Ari's off.
Again.
Again. With a throat infection. We got a diagnosis yesterday, Jerry.
A throat infection. Yes.
We'll see how she goes, huh?
There's a bit of that going around, a bit of gastro going around as well, apparently.
Is there gastro?
Yes.
Is there a cruise ship as docked or?
Not quite sure. I haven't brought anything into the studio this morning, by the way.
But you haven't?
No. No gastro.
No illness, no gastro, no throat.
You might hear a bit of gas. It's not gastro.
But it's not gastro.
No, that's right.
Good on you, Jerry.
That's the severe one.
Boss man Jerry's going to join us for Chorus Kings, which is up next at CFM. Morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Eagle Eye Cherry on CFM this morning. It's Adam, not Ari this morning.
Gastro infection.
Boss man Jerry Shears is in the studio with me instead. It's just like being in here with Ari because she's often playing on the keyboard and not focusing on the show as well. So
sending emails, getting ready for the day.
Yeah, that's Ari, all right. Yeah. You're filling her shoes nicely.
Yep.
We're going to play some Chorus Kings.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Sorry, how's it work, Jerry?
Sorry, just typing away. How does it work? Very simple. We play a bit of a song and then the listener has to call up and say the next words. Or better yet, sing it.
Yeah, much better.
It is Chorus Kings. We want you to sing the chorus. And it's a pretty easy one for today. Actually, I've got no idea what the song is.
I was going to say, how do you know what we're doing? Yeah, well, the phone number is 1300 655 922. If you know the bit that comes after this bit. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. You know it? You know it?
Yeah.
If you were a listener, you'd be getting it. You'd be calling up right now, singing.
I think so. We should have played the original, shouldn't we?
Wow, this is the version we play here on CFM.
The original was from the 60s, from memory, so...
Mm.
But anyway, I think people will get it.
Whether it's the original or the cover, the words are the same that you got to sing.
Correct.
At 1300 655 922. Here it is again. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. What's the next bit, though? Come on, you know it. I know you know it. Listening. And you know it?
Yeah, I know it.
He knows it, see?
You know it?
I know. I put it together, so...
Of course.
Here it is again.
Unless you forgot. Stroll around the grounds until
you feel at home. What is it? 1300 655 922 to be a chorus king. Sing it to the
chorus.
La la
la. Chorus kings.
Sing it. Katie from La Trobe is on to play chorus kings. Would you like to say hello to my boss, Jerry?
Hey, Jerry. How's it going?
Good. Katie, yourself?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
That's listen to that little back and forth camaraderie. I love it. Now, Katie, we're gonna give you the line, and you're gonna take it from there. Okay.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Go, Katie!
So here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Let's check the tape. Now you've done it. You're a chorus king, Katie.
Well done.
Thank you.
Jerry, do you feel like singing? Should we all do it together?
Of course, why not?
Now remember, Katie's going to be a bit out of sync if you do it with us, Katie, because you're on the phone, there's a delay. But that's what's fun about this. It's a mess.
Okay. Of course.
All three of us at once. Here we go.
You, Mrs. Robinson, you don't love me more than that.
Hey, I got the main part.
Yeah, that's the main part. All right, Katie, you're in the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics, and we'll let you know tomorrow for Prize Giving Friday if you've been drawn.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katie. Up next, I'm speaking to Gustav from Banjos. They've teamed up with Speak Up, Stay Chatty this month to raise money for the charity. You sticking around for that, Jerry?
You know, I don't think I will.
Oh, okay. See you, FM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Gustav, tell me about what Banjos are doing this month to raise money for Speak Up, Stay Chatty.
Throughout the month of May, Banjos will be donating 50 cents from every large coffee sold across Tasmania to raise funds for Speak Up, Stay Chatty and the work that they do to promote discussions around positive mental health and preventing suicide.
Now, Banjos is a Tassie company. This is a Tassie charity. Did that come into play at all when you decided to team up?
Well, definitely. Banjos is entrenched in the Tasmanian community. I mean, we started in the northern part of Tasmania in 1984, and we've been part of the Tasmanian landscape ever since. And so it just kind of made sense for us to partner with an authentically Tasmanian charity as well, that's also entrenched in the community. I think it's a really great partnership.
Have you done this before?
Yes, this is our eighth year that we're partnering with them, and we have raised over $215,000 for the charity over the period, which is actually quite phenomenal. We really enjoy the support that our customers is giving to this initiative, and we're really, really appreciative of that.
Yeah, great work. So how much are you hoping to raise this month?
Well, we set a pretty lofty target for ourselves of $40,000 this time around. Last year it was $30,000, which we achieved. But this year we decided that we wanted to go a little bit higher. And so we've gone $40,000 and we're tracking pretty nicely, but we need the support of Tasmanians to be able to make that. So with every coffee that you buy, make sure that you increase it to a large.
Yeah, we can do it. All we got to do is go buy a coffee. I reckon we can get that $40,000, Gustav.
Yeah, I reckon we can do that. We're about 45% there.
Yep.
So we have a little bit of a distance, but, you know, we know Tasmanians, they get behind the cause, so I'm sure that we'll get there.
Yeah, and we've got to the end of the month. We can do it. And then maybe $50,000 next year.
Well, definitely. Well, you know, if we can go in increments of 10,000 every single year, that'll be awesome.
Yeah, and it's a nice, easy way to do something good. Just go buy a coffee at Banjo's, and 50 cents from a large coffee will go to Stay Chatty. Why is it so important, would you say?
So we know that mental health has been a big topic over the past 2 years, specifically with what happened with COVID and all the lockdowns. So even more so, we are promoting that people start talking about it, that they don't isolate themselves, and having a voice like Speak Up, Stay Chatty to do that with is really fantastic. And so that's why we support that initiative. Not only that, Speak Up, Stay Chatty, they launched this sports arm. They're going to get involved on the sports field as well with the younger people and the coaches and help drive those conversations. So that's why we actually say, you know, buy a coffee and start the chat.
So it's that easy to help out this month at Banjo's. Just get a large coffee and 50 cents goes to Speak Up, Stay Chatty. And you do have a way that we can track your progress this month too with how much you've raised.
If anybody wants to go and see how we're tracking, they could just go to our website, and there we built a nice little barometer that shows you how we are tracking, and that barometer is updated every single day. So you'll be able to see how well we are doing throughout the month.
Awesome. So we got till the 31st to go into Banjo's, grab a large coffee and help them raise 40 grand for Speak Up, Stay Chatty. Thanks, Gustav.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Thursday morning. We've made it to Thursday. Jerry, congrats to us both.
Absolutely. Especially to me.
Yeah, especially to Jerry. He's made his way back into the studio to join me, filling in for Ari.
Throwing back,
Jerry, earlier in the week, Jerry, we were talking about TV shows that should return. What show would you like to see return? And I'm bringing this up with you right now because should we see Burjo's Catchphrase?
Oh, that'd
return.
Be nice.
And
yes.
The reason I ask you, you used to work with him. You were his producer or panel op or something on radio?
Producer, panel op, and his boss.
And his boss at
and
the same
boss.
Time.
Yeah. Would never say that to him, though.
Right.
Good bloke, though. Yeah, Burjo's Catchphrase would be good.
Yeah.
I reckon he'd love to bring that back.
Would he?
Yeah.
So how did he feel about the show? Because this you worked with him in radio after the show had gone off air and everything. How
That's
did he
right.
How did he feel about the show looking back?
Well, I think he owns the rights to it all. So, yeah, it's sort of if they want to bring back the show, they've got to bring him back as well.
Yeah.
So I reckon it'd be good to bring back. He's still active, still doing radio.
Is he?
Still puttering around in in Perth somewhere.
Is he?
Yep. But, yeah, loves the TV stuff still. He's got more hair than me. Bit jealous about that.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he have a mustache? Do I remember correctly? He had a mustache?
He did have a mustache. I don't think he's got it anymore.
Oh, he shaved the mustache off.
Yeah, shaved it off. Yeah, that was more of a 70s, 80s look.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, I do remember Burjo's Catchphrase being not of those decades, though.
That is true. It was more the 90s, wasn't it?
If he's going to return Burjo's Catchphrase, he needs to return the Mo.
I think he could grow one of those, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Well, let's see if we can bring that one back. How was he to work with? Is he all right?
Good bloke, yeah. I was told a couple of stories beforehand, but worked with him for 4 years, top bloke.
Yeah.
And amazing stories. I mean, he was a 10-pin bowling champion. He had TV stuff, number one in the radio ratings over in Perth for decades.
Mm.
Yeah, loving life.
Right, let's see it come back. Burjo's Catchphrase with moustache, please.
Yep.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Harry Styles on CFM. Adam and Bossman Jerry sitting in for Ari for the rest of the show this morning.
Maybe tomorrow morning as well. We'll wait and see.
Well, tomorrow, speaking of tomorrow, it's National Walk Safely to School Day tomorrow.
It is, Friday the 20th of May 2022.
Yep.
That is tomorrow.
That is tomorrow, correct. Well done.
And if you go to the website, walk.com.au, it's actually counting down for you in case your watch is not working.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's handy.
As to when it's actually happening.
Yeah, plenty of information there as well, and you can register your school there. But primary school-aged kids across Australia tomorrow will make those important steps towards a healthier future by participating in National Walk Safely to School Day.
Because, as we always say...
What do we always say, Jerry? Go ahead.
Well, I was pointing at... I mean, you know what we always say.
Healthy body, healthy mind.
Active.
Active.
Kids.
Kids.
Are. Come on. We say it all the time.
Active
kids.
Kids are happy kids.
smarter kids.
Smarter kids.
Come on, that's the saying. You should know that.
Yeah, I do. I know it now, but yeah. But now we all know. Thanks, Jerry.
That's all right. It's also National Road Safety Week this week, which is also on the website walk.com.au. So that's happening until the 22nd. And a real reminder for road users to take care on the roads, and especially as tomorrow is Walk Safely to School Day.
Yep, exactly.
You know, be wary of that as well.
Yep. Again, more information, walk.com.au. Up next, the boss, not you, Jerry. It's Bruce Springsteen.
Ah, that boss.
It's not one from your solo record.
Not yet?
No, it's not in the library yet.
It's a shame.
It's got to hit the charts first. It's a hit music station, Jerry. Come on.
Fair enough.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Jerry for breakfast this morning for the last little bit, the last hour and a half or so. Thanks for joining me, Jerry.
Better take off my shirt.
That was not a drop. That was real live in the studio.
No, it wasn't.
Let's compare, shall we?
Better take off my shirt.
All sounds different.
Better take off my shirt.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Will Ari be in the morning at 6 a.m.? That's the big question, the big cliffhanger we might leave people with.
I think she will be. I think she's looking forward to getting back to work. Yeah, yeah. She's had last 4 days off. Well, it hasn't been a holiday because she's been sick, but I think she's keen to get back to work.
So we might hear her lovely soothing voice in the morning from 6.
Don't know how soothing it's going to be. There might be coughing in the studio.
And spluttering.
And spluttering. We can't forget the spluttering. Very important when it comes to coughing.
That's absolutely right. All right, Takesha has our workday hits next, and she has more workday hits tomorrow. So she does have one more day left, yeah.
I think so, but she finishes up this week.
So cherish her workday hits.
Exactly right.
Cherish them.
Yep, lots of them.
See you tomorrow morning from 6.
Cheers.